thought this might happen. The shape of the fissure's probably changed some since Pontus went through. Environment check?
I'm on a shelf on the west wall of the shaft. The shaft continues down and diagonally to the east. If I can get off the shelf, I should be fine.
You have room to maneuver?
I think so. Wait a sec. I've got an idea. I could untuck Doris's manipulator arm and use that to push off the fissure wall. That should get me off the ledge and start me going downhill. Permission to proceed?
How's the lifeline?
I've got some slack. I'll be good.
Okay, I'm with you. Permission granted. Give me a count whenever you're ready.
Roger. I'm pushing off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now! The arm's out. Pushing off now. Whoa! We're good!
Nice work, B.
Whoa! I'm rolling down. Well, that was fun. And now I'm upside down. You know, when I made one of those bucket lists a few years ago, somehow I forgot to write down being digested by a moon of Saturn.
Beautiful picture you painted there. You seeing much now? Video monitor's dark.
I think this is the new normal. Light doesn't reach this far down. I'm throwing on the headlights. Keep the lifeline coming, please. We just hit water, Ty. Doris is... We're already halfway under. The water line's rising in the windows.
Take it slow now, okay?
I'm turning on the systems monitor with your approval. You won't get jealous if he keeps me company, too.
Granted. I'll manage.
Depth set for 0 meters. System monitor is... on. Voice updates activated. Let there be...
Current depth is 0 meters.
Simon! What's up? Long time no talk. Damn, such a long flight, right?
Current depth is 0 meters.
I know. So monotonous.
I'm glad you two are catching up.
Oh, we're just having a ball. Simon, test pressure, please.
Pressure is 10 pascals.
That's nothing. Ty, it's all checking out. Gravity's so low here, the water pressure is going to be nowhere near what I dive in on Earth. Even crazy deep.
Good stuff.
Simon, set auto updates for every 1 kilometer depth.
Auto update registered for depth.
Also, set auto updates for battery life 50% and below.
Auto update registered for power.
Thank you. I don't want to get carried away on the first dive.
Please, don't get carried away on the first dive. I'll keep tabs on things topside.
I know you will. Well?
Yes?
It's time.
All right. You can detach the lifeline when you're ready. It's going to stay right here at the water's edge. I will still be connected with comms, of course.
Yep, got it.
Just navigate back and reclip at any point, and we'll get you in, okay? No worries, Bebop.
Will do.
You sure you're good to...
Ty. I'm ready.
On your count.
Detaching in 3, 2, 1.
That was painless.
Confirming separation. Godspeed, sailor.
Current depth is 3 kilometers.
No sign of any flora. Or fauna. Yet. Not surprisingly, I mean... It's just so vast. My light goes maybe 50 meters. Oh, one sec. I'm going to compare each of these water column samples to what Pontus found 5 years ago. Maybe the composition's changed, but maybe not.
How'd you kill time? I mean, in Earth water.
Well, there we'd usually have at least two people inside the sub. So that way one can work while the other catches some...
Okay, I got it. You can wake up now. B?
Is this... Kansas?
You are fixing to kill me, B.
Just playing with you.
Thank you so much for that demonstration. Highly professional.
Anytime, Dad.
Current depth is 6 kilometers.
Pressure's still minimal, by the way.
Roger that.
Oh, also, people play all sorts of music. Heavy metal, classical, pretty much everything works for the descent. But here's the thing, and I'm too polite to say this to any of my fine colleagues back home, so you are my lone witness. You promise not to tell?
I'll take it with me to the grave.
Thanks.
Unless you get on my bad side.
Fine, I'll tell you anyway. If I hear Yellow Submarine one more time...
What? That's a classic.
The first 400 times, maybe.
What are you, heartless? How about... what's the other one? Octopus's Garden.
I don't actually mind that one. But you reminded me, and I can't believe I forgot about this.
What's your descent speed?
I've got an eye on it. Holding steady at 15 kilometers per hour. One more sample. Okay, so when I don't have other music with me... that's when I bring out DJ BG.
DJ who?
DJ BG.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Really?
Come on, you know I'm not exactly our resident culture kid. Singer? Band?
Oh, God. You're missing out. But don't feel bad. She's super underground. Her full name is DJ Bianca Guerrero. And she just...
Wait, it's you?
Yes, it's me. And for the record, my friends gave me that nickname in very specific situations. I am not an egomaniac. I am simply an artiste. Simon, drop the beat.
Current depth is current.
I'm practically jumping out of my skin, and we have an hour and 37 minutes to go, at least. Let me have a little moment here, okay? DJ BG's breaking waves, making sound, going all the way, way down. What's up, ground? Gonna analyze if any life abounds. Yo, Houston, welcome to Enceladus. MC Ty, you're so fly, you rapping genius.
Pressure.
Take the mug and
current
spit
pressure.
Some brilliant verses.
Current depth is 7.4 kilometers.
You realize this is all being recorded?
Hell yeah, it's being recorded. Hey, posterity, this is our first mixtape. Do people still make mixtapes? Oh, come on, Ty. Simon and I can't hold this forever.
You are wasting your time. I can't rap for the life of me, and I say that with total confidence, even though I've never done it.
You're telling me that you and your fighter pilot friends never once composed silly raps for each other when you were testing top secret jets?
What in the world were we thinking?
Come on! I have 30 kilometers to go, and I need a pick-me-up. Love me some Simon, but he's got his limitations.
We are burning this part of the dive log. Carol can do that for me, you know. She and I go way back.
Go tie.
Music and me are like oil and water. Ask me to swim, but I'm not an otter.
Okay.
Stuck up on the ice,
what?
That's all I got. Or...
Tie. That was amazing! Oh my God! You're a natural.
It took me 14 years of terrible rhyming to get to your level.
What can I say? The Lord works in mysterious ways.
You realize you're like the second best rapper in this entire world. Maybe the best. I mean, scholars disagree.
You are something else, B.
Current depth is 8 kilometers.
Thank you, Simon.
You think you're getting close?
I do. I'm sending these pings out at different angles, just to make sure the bottom doesn't sneak up on me. We're about a kilometer above where Pontus picked up some seafloor anomalies. Peaks and trenches, that sort of thing.
No rush, B. We got all day.
Well, technically, with this battery, we've got 9 hours and 21 minutes.
Plenty of time.
Current depth is 32 kilometers.
Not to freak myself out, but right now I'm 3 times deeper than anyone's ever gone on Earth. Even James Cameron.
Don't you go getting a big head on me now. You might start floating back up to the top.
I question your science. By the way, as long as we're talking submersible stuff...
Uh-huh.
I figure I should let you in on a little secret of our tribe. A submersible pilot never hears the end of it if she hits the bottom before she sees it. It's the pinnacle of shame. So you get to mock me mercilessly if I crash. But I'm not gonna crash.
You're not implying that you've actually done that before. I mean, crash into the bottom?
Who, me? Of course I've done nothing of the sort. Whoa! Hold up. We got a rebound echo. I'm 95 meters above... something.
The seafloor?
That's bizarre. If I'm close to the bottom, the other ping should have sent back echoes too. It must be something localized. I'm changing my heading 45 degrees, and I'm going to descend on an angle. I'd rather see this thing than get spiked by it.
Good plan.
I'm inching down. 90 meters from the sonar target.
How far do your headlights reach now?
Still only 50 meters. It's like perfect darkness beyond that. We're 85 from the target. 80 now. 75. No sign of anything yet.
I'm with you, B. Keep talking.
70. I'm gonna send out one more ping. Something's here. 65 from the target now. Oh my god.
What is it, B?
It's beautiful.
Just catching the edges of it. Oh, there we go. Look at that tower.
That, my friend, is a hydrothermal vent chimney. A dormant one, by the looks of it. I'm not seeing bubbles or smoke. Must be clogged. A chimney's ducts sometimes get shifted around when there's seismic activity, and then it can't spew anymore.
Please don't say spew again.
But the scale! This is insane! Chimneys are usually a few meters tall. Nothing like this.
I hear ya.
The geos predicted that weird things might happen in Enceladus low gravity. And here's the proof. A tower of rocks can build up crazy tall before it topples over.
It's like, what do we used to call them? Drip castles. Josie and I would make those in a place called Harker's Island.
Yes! Vent chimneys build up just the same way, bit by bit, with rocks and minerals. You can get, like, a steeple or a mound. No wonder Pontus had a hard time pinpointing this one when he was here. The tower's so skinny. Probe sensors could miss it.
I can see the top of the chimney. Where's the bottom?
Well, amazingly, I happen to have a submarine.
Careful now.
I know. I'd like to orbit this chimney as I descend. That way we can check out what's around it. Where there's one, there's usually a bunch.
I'm not sure that's a necessary maneuver, B. The important thing is finding target one.
I think the base of this chimney is target one, and that's the safest way to get down there.
I see. All right, spiral away then. Slowly, please. We don't want the comm wire to catch on the chimney.
I'm well aware of it. Ooh! Ooh! There's another chimney on the right.
And two more on the left.
This is unreal.
Current depth is 33 kilometers.
I almost forgot. You want to name this chimney? It's a perk of diving in a new place.
You should name it. You're doing all the work.
Honestly, it's more fun to initiate you. I do this with co-divers on first runs all the time.
It's a big deal. It should be you.
You know I'm not going to cave on this. Besides, the name's going to last long after we're gone. That's pretty cool. My gift to you.
How about, if you don't mind, Josie's Castle?
I like that a lot, Ty. I'm sure she would have loved it too.
Simon says...
Current depth is 36.4 kilometers.
Do I have my math right? These towers are 4 kilometers high?
Yep. And counting. I mean, we've got to be close to the bottom.
My word.
Any guess as to what's down there?
Hard to predict. Everything is so out of proportion here. On Earth, a system like this would have cracks and mounds on the seafloor. It's like Yellowstone. You don't just have Old Faithful in isolation. There's a whole network of pools and geysers and rock formations that happen because of the hydrothermal...
B, I just lost you. Do you read me?
Activity. Damn! Woo! That was an epic burp.
Had to remove you from the blast zone.
B, for the love of...
I could have ruptured your eardrum!
Tell me when you're going to drop out of communication so I know you're not dead. Please?
Yes, sir. In my defense, burps come on pretty fast.
Why did I get stuck with the PhD genius who is basically an overgrown teenager?
I can't help being multifaceted. Anyway, I really hope there's life at the bottom. Carpets of bacteria or symbiotic tube worms or bright blue shrimp or something you've never even seen before. Organisms that draw energy from the delicious molecules around the vents.
I see.
There's also usually some trickle-down of nutrients from the surface, keeping things in balance. But down here? So deep? Who knows?
There's chimney number 6.
And that's just what's in our field of vision. Is that?
Which way?
11 o'clock. 50 meters ahead or so. The headlights hit something. It flickered. What? Oh, I should follow it.
B, hold up. What did you see? Another tower?
No, I don't think so. It seemed smaller, like a fragment maybe. And it was moving, I think. It was hard to pick up.
I know you're excited. Just let's be cautious. Remember, it's dive 1.
It'll take me all of 10 seconds to investigate. I'm halfway there.
Easy now.
It should have been right around here.
What is it?
I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was rock or inorganic or something. Some kind of light bounce back.
If there's nothing there, best to leave it be. Let's not lose track of the landing site.
Let me flip on the hydrophone for a bit, just in case we can pick up a noise from it. Nothing here right now. Okay. I'm heading back. I just could have sworn I saw some light around here. Bizarre.
You'll have 20 more dives to parse things out.
Right. Okay. I'm back at Josie's castle. Orbiting. I'm getting return signals from all over the place. There must be more chimneys. Sending a few straight down. Ty, they're all coming back. 210 meters! That's gotta be the seafloor.
Excellent.
This is what we came for.
Let me know whatever you need from me. I'm here.
I think I'm good. We just need to get beyond this last bit of darkness. 160 meters. 140. 120. 110.
Current
Holy
depth
crap,
is
Simon!
37 kilometers.
Don't sneak up on me like that! You made me jump! 90 meters. Visibility in a few seconds.
I'm glued to the monitor.
80 meters in closing. 70 meters. 60. 50.
Talk to me, B. I don't know what I'm looking at. B.
Damn it.
What's wrong?
Dormant chimneys. All of them. This zone doesn't appear to support life. We'll test to be sure. Congrats, Ty. You're looking at your first ghost town.
Samples every 5 minutes or so on the descent. Ended up with 25 water column samples and 10 more of the sediment from the base of the chimneys. I'll run those through the spectrometer tomorrow. Oh, there was one anomaly. About 200 meters off the seafloor. I thought I saw a light source. Maybe an active vent or an organism or... I don't know. I investigated and I couldn't locate it. I'm not sure what it was. There's something going on with the current. It's significantly stronger than what I expected. It was pushing Doris around a little bit, to be honest. She performed great, by the way. Handled the water and the ice fisher flawlessly. She's gonna charge tonight and all day tomorrow while I'm in the lab.
Speaking of recharging?
Dad here is telling me I need to go to bed. Oh, but I meant to ask, for the folks back home, Ty, what was it like up here? Topside perspective.
It was a little strange not to be at the controls, but B kept me in touch, and the comm systems worked just like we hoped. Couldn't ask for more. Well, actually, Carol, one small matter. When y'all are reviewing the dive log, you might want to just cut out something around the kilometer 4 mark. It's not relevant to the mission. I'd appreciate it.
Yes, cut it out, and then send it to the nearest record label.
B.
I get producer credit.
Carol, save me from this maniac. I'm heading for some shut-eye.
All right. But before I get my beauty rest, I have two very important matters to attend to.
Hi, I'm Lucas from Laramie, Wyoming, and I have a question for you. Why is Enceladus so shiny? Over and out.
Now, how cute is that? Okay, hold up a sec. Mrs.
Lucas, thanks for your question. Why is Enceladus so shiny? Well, here we have these cracks in the ice, right? By the way, we call them taiga stripes. Blow your friends' minds with that. And these cracks in the ice are shooting out constant plumes of vapor. That's just a fancy word for watery clouds, you know? Like what a whale puffs out. Or like when you sneeze. Now, it's so cold on Enceladus, negative 275 degrees, that the water comes out as ice. Picture teeny tiny snowflakes. Some of these flakes escape our low gravity and become part of Saturn's rings. And others, they fall back down, slowly and gently. And they coat the surface of the moon in the finest white dust. It's like every day on Enceladus is the first day of winter. I grew up in Chicago. We had snow when I was a kid. You probably still get some in Laramie. Anyway, it just takes a little light from the sun to reflect in a special way off all these ice crystals. In fact, I'm gonna tell you a little secret here, Lucas. Enceladus is the most reflective object in the entire solar system. It's as smooth and white as an egg. Or, like astronaut Winfield's head.
I'm listening.
Wait. We've stumbled into something big here, Lucas. Scrap what I said before. Enceladus is now officially the second most reflective body in the solar system. We should revise Wikipedia. Lucas, can you please do that for me? Seriously, astronaut Winfield's head is so shiny. Anyway, that's the story. Thanks for the great question. Say what's up to your class in Laramie for me. Ty, you sure you don't want to take this one?
That's all you, Bebop.
The second one. Oh, good, there it is.
My name is Sophia. I'm 11 years old, and I live in Bell Gardens, California. My question is for Dr. Guerrero. Why did you want to become an astronaut?
P.S. Are you crazy?
I appreciate your question, Sophia. Whew, that's a biggie. I'm gonna level with you here. I didn't want to become an astronaut. Not when I was a kid, not in college or grad school, not 8 years ago when I started teaching. What I wanted at age 11 was to swim with the jellyfish at the Shedd Aquarium. Seriously. And with the blue tangs and the eels and the stingrays, I used to go there every weekend. We'd pack a lunch and eat it on these picnic tables looking out at Lake Michigan. Just me and my dad. It was a little different before the seawalls went up. You could walk right up to the water and dip your toes in. We did that a lot. There's so much color, so much life beneath the surface, and we know almost nothing about it. Someone told me when I was your age that only 5% of our oceans had been studied. Can you believe it? We knew more about the moon than we did about the oceans on our own planet. Believe me, Sophia, it's not lost on me that I'm on a moon as I'm speaking to you. Oh boy, the irony. But here's the truth. I wanted to change that about our world. I wanted to dive in the ocean's unseen trenches, to discover wild new species, to pull back the curtain on the beginnings of life on our planet. And I wanted to tell people about it. Our ocean is teeming with stories that should be told every day, in every classroom. Stories about zoology and chemistry, ecology and evolution, and shipwrecks and pirates and exploration. We have an awesome frontier right at home. The ocean isn't a destructive force. It's not an enemy. It's a friend we've just neglected for far too long. So when I was asked to come on this mission, I thought about it for a long time. A very long time, because I didn't want to feel like I was abandoning our ocean. Then finally I realized this mission wasn't about leaving something behind. It's about showing the world how vast and mysterious an ocean can be, and how fortunate we are to have one. So I guess that's why I'm an astronaut, and why I'm sitting here outside the door of a very different dark aquarium, lucky enough to be the one to turn on the lights and see what's inside. Never stop looking. Okay, Sophia? End dispatch. Why are you giving me that look?
Nothing. That was just...
Okay, all right, okay.
It's not that shiny, is it?
Ty, it's blinding.